From KQED News, I'm Alex Helmick. San Francisco voters are being asked on next month's ballot whether to hike taxes on commercial properties in order to fund two of the region's most crushing affordability issues, housing and childcare. Many property owners are opposed, and in what could be bad news for one or both of the measures, they're actually competing against each other. The ballot measures are Propositions C and D, and Marisa Lagos from KQED's California Politics and Government Desk knows all about them. So, Marisa, more funding for housing and childcare, that money has to come from somewhere. Where?
So the idea is to take this from a tax on commercial gross receipts. So this is landlords who rent out big properties. Currently, that's a 0.3% tax on landlords that collect more than $1 million a year in commercial rents. The city has been looking at raising this amount, and under Prop C, it would rise a lot by 3.5% to about $146 million a year. Under Prop D, a more modest but still significant 1.7%. That would collect around $70 million a year, and both amounts would grow over time as commercial rents go up.
Okay, so Prop C, that tax would rise to 3.5%. Prop D would raise it to 1.7%. Where would that money go?
So under Prop C, it would be mostly used to fund childcare and early education. There's a huge wait list of about 2,400 kids waiting for subsidized childcare. So I visited Margie Stokes. She's run her own home-based childcare in the Ingleside for over three decades. She said most of the families that she works with are subsidized and that a lot of them are commuting from as far as Richmond and the East Bay because they've been forced out of SF. And so I asked her more broadly, how have things changed in her field?
We have a large waiting list of children that need care. Parents sometimes are taking a chance of leaving their babies at home with a 10 or 12-year-old child in order to go to work. So it has changed a lot.
Okay, so child care, very important, obviously, but housing also very important, Marisa.
That's right. This is top of mind for voters. Prop D would put its money into what we might think of as traditional housing and homelessness support services like shelters and permanent housing for the homeless and supportive services. I talked to the supervisor, Asha Safai, outside City Hall. He wrote the measure. He says there's a lot of other money in that, too.
And then the other half goes to buying and preserving housing and creating housing for middle-class families, teachers, nurses, firefighters, janitors, that we just don't have.
Okay, Marisa, so I mentioned earlier that these two props, C and D, were competing against each other. Why has it worked out that way?
You know, they both sound good, right? Unless you're a property owner. And there's a lot of concern about what this could do to commercial rents and to the city's sort of landscape. But there has been this larger conversation in San Francisco about moving away from payroll taxes towards a more sort of broad-based business tax. And Prop D supporters say they were in talks with former Mayor Ed Lee and the business community about doing this when Mayor Lee died. In the meantime, before they kind of got their plan together, Prop C was put on the ballot by Jane Kim, who's running for mayor, another supervisor. And then Prop D was put on by Safai and London Breed, who is also running for mayor. So it's kind of become this interesting proxy battle. Stuck in the middle is the business community and voters who will have to decide between these two worthy causes and whether or not they want to raise these rents at all.
Thank you, Marisa.
Thank you, Alex.
Marisa Lagos is a political reporter at KQED News and co-host of the show Political Breakdown, which airs tonight at 6:30. And I'm Alex Helmick, KQED News.